I'm Danielle McCartney here with Mike Burton, Chicago Bears fullback at the Super Rally at the Alley.
2.0
for the McCartney twins. So I guess, you know, I see you with all your former Rutgers players and teammates and stuff. So what is it like to be back doing this with your Rutgers guys?
It's awesome. It really is. I mean, we have such a great, tight community and led by a great fan base, you know, great coaches, great players. Just the entire, you know, unity that we have here is just really special, and it's awesome being part of it.
And it's evident because it's been years since you guys have graduated, and right. You're still together.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, you know, a lot of these guys, we didn't even graduate together.
Right.
But the way we interact and the way people see us, it's like we went to school together. But, you know, some are much older and some are younger, but it's just, it doesn't matter the age. It's the fact that it has that Rutgers tie.
Right.
We all believe in the same things, and a lot of our core values are the same. And, you know, it just makes for a very special evening.
Yeah, now, if we could talk a little bit about the Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching on TV. I was rooting for you guys.
Yeah.
The kick that missed.
Yeah.
Tipped, boink, boink.
Absolutely.
What was your vantage point on the sideline?
You know, it's it was just one play. You know, there's nothing really you can do about it from this standpoint. You know, it wasn't the play that determined the game. It just happened to be the last play of the game.
Right.
You know, there's plays that happen over the course of the game, and that's just the way it goes. You know, we fought extremely hard as a staff. We fought extremely hard as players. And, you know, it's just, it's a good teaching moment. And, you know, for sure, there'll be a significant bounce back. And, you know, again, you know, the type of players that we have and the type of players, coaches that are in that organization, it's only going to get better.
Now, did you have any message for him in the locker room on the way out of field?
You know, it was just one of those things where it was just, you know, there's really not too much to say. It's almost like you don't want to say, you know, too much. It's probably a scenario where he wanted to be maybe a little bit by himself. But again, a lot of guys were cheering him on, saying, no problem, good job. You know, it is what it is. It's just one play, you know. It's hard to comment on that when, you know, you're not in that situation. It'd
yeah.
be very difficult. So, you know, still have a ton of faith in him and wish him, you know, the best of luck.
Now, 2019, let's turn the page to 2019 in the Bears. And Matt Nagy, Coach Nagy, told basically everybody that you guys are now the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how do you internalize that mentality? Because you do have the target on your back this year.
Absolutely. But you want to be the hunted. You know, that means you've had success. But that was last year. The page has turned. Every single team's going to be different. Every staff's going to be different. You know, so every organization's going to be different. So you can take things that you learned from last year and carry them over, things that worked and things that didn't. But at the end of the day, it's a new page and you've got to flip it over. And we can't rely on past success to have that be our future success. We've got to start over, get back to groundwork, and get working again.
And one thing that hasn't changed is the rivalry between the Packers and the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are set for opening night to celebrate or commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the NFL. Is that, that's something that hasn't been done before, where they don't pick the Super Bowl champion to
yes.
do the first game. So I guess, what are you looking forward to most in that game? And how have you been accustomed to the rivalry over your year in
Chicago?
You
know, for me, you know, I'm not a huge... Listen, it is a huge rivalry, no doubt. But to me, it's the most important game because it's the game that we're playing. It could be anybody. You know, it's just a team that is trying to stop us from being 1-0. And at the end of the day, the most important goal is to be 1-0. And it just so happens that it's the Packers. But if it was anybody else, we'd have that same mentality. You know, we don't look at any opponent differently. We have our, you know, we do what we have to do. We work extremely hard, and we prepare to take on any opponent, no matter who it is.
It's a little extra special, for the fans at least.
Yes. Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's home at Soldier Field, which is beautiful. I was just talking to you.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Historical field, you know, old school grass, you know, just looking up and at it, you know, there doesn't look like there's a bad seat in the stands. You know, it's just an awesome, awesome field.
And right on the water. I imagined it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right cool. on the field. Yeah, it's very, very cool. Well, the entire city is just awesome.
Yeah. What's your favorite spot in Chicago?
I like Maple and Ash. It's a steak and seafood house.
Okay.
But again, there's a bunch of different restaurants.
Malinati's?
Yeah, well, for pizza,
yeah.
of course. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Now back on track. Zach Miller, he just won the Ed Block Courage Award for your team.
Yes.
Each
yes.
team has one.
Yes.
Did he get your vote?
Absolutely. 100%. I can think of a guy who would be more, you know, deserving of that award. Just what he's been through. Hasn't never complained once, never had a frown on, always smiling, just was in the building grinding, trying to help us to win, even though he knew he couldn't play. I mean, what he did, the example he set, the motivation, the determination he showed, I mean, that fell off on other guys. It was contagious. And to have a guy like that in the locker room is just amazing.
You think he'll be back?
I hope so. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a big difference maker
for
the team.
He sure is. He sure is.
Yeah. And Mitchell Trubisky took a nice step up.
100%. And that's no surprise to me at all. Just the way he works every single day, on and off the field. You know, his switch is always on. He's obsessed to be the best he can be, both on the field and off the field. It's very special and unique to watch. And he's just a shining example of everything you want in a person and a player.
Seems like a lot like you.
I'm sorry?
It seems like it's a lot like you.
No. He's on a whole nother level.
And final thing about the Bears is you guys have the fifth strongest schedule going into 2019. That might be tough bearing a playoff run down the stretch, but I guess it's one game at a time.
You know, they put the schedule out. It looks good for the fans, but at the end of the day, you got to line up and you got to just take it a game at a time. You can't look ahead. So, and that's the mentality that we have, and that's the mentality that Coach Nagy, you know, instilled in us, and that's what we believe.
And final thing is tomorrow, you have tonight a big night, but tomorrow as well, because you are the head coach of the Scarlet or the
Scarlet.
It's the Scarlet team.
Scarlet offense. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm very excited about that. Not only because I maybe want to be a coach one day, something that is very interesting to me. Just kind of, again, it's a spring game, but Bo works. Mm-hmm. Should be really interesting. And again, it's going to put us around a great Rutgers community. Seeing fans, seeing current coaches, ex-coaches, players. You know, a lot of these guys here tonight are probably going to come tomorrow. And it's just a continuous weekend of a great, awesome, tight Rutgers community.
Now, coaching aspirations, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
NFL level, start at the college, I guess.
I would say start at college and try to work my way up. You know, I think I love watching film. I love the detail that goes into game planning. And I just think it'd be something I'd be really interested in. And, you know, we'll see, you know, kind of when I'm done playing, if that's the avenue I want to take.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good luck this season.
Yes,
I'm
going to
be definitely rooting for you. I might
thank
even
you.
Go pick up a 46 t-shirt, a jersey.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
All right.
you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Awesome.
And have fun tonight.
Yes,
thank
Ashley,
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.